yo, and here we go with a, what is it, Slammiversary Stream of Consciousness episode of We Talk Wrestling. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hey yo, I'm Mo with the live audio commentary.
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah. Coco is coming down, of course, just beginning.
This
is the 10th Slammiversary, which is amazing, because most people said they wouldn't last 10 months.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. And you heard?
I hadn't. No.
No?
Only 18 separate people said that in the pre-show.
Yeah.
Of course, this man here, what's his name, Hulk? Best known for being the father of Brooke.
I told you they'd go back and meet Beth Moffitt.
Really? Yeah, they did.
They had to.
Oh, yeah.
That's for Brooke.
Shane Testmother. Creatures mount up, it said. That sign.
It's a Jeff Hardy thing, right?
I don't want to know what Jeff Hardy's mounting.
We'll talk a little more about Jeff Hardy as we get into this.
What kind of pizza do you want?
Oh, yeah.
What is
kind of priorities?
What is new pizza called? The Heat Lovers, which is basically beef, ham, pepperoni, and hot peppers.
Will it be too hot? Because I'm a pussy.
Are you a pussy?
I am a pussy.
Okay.
I mean, I'd still try it. I don't care. If that's what you want?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't
give a shit. Good-sized crowd.
Hot crowd.
Yeah, a hot crowd. I imagine they were giving away tickets with Slurpees at 7-Eleven, and that's how they filled it up.
It's not in San Antonio.
Ah. Good point. The Royal Rumble reference, guys.
In
1997?
Six.
Six. There you go.
The Alamo Dome.
But yeah, I know, good crowd.
Shawn Michaels against a really big douche named Sid.
Yeah, it's apparently the biggest douche.
And there should be. Welcome to Slammiversary, brothers.
Brothers.
The sound has been cutting in and out.
Yeah, stacked.
Now might be the time for it to cut out.
This is a celebration.
Dude.
Yeah, so we getting that Heat Lovers?
Yeah, my session timed out at 10.
Wow.
Jack. Jack the dog is there?
And I hope you got your seatbelts on. I hope you're pulling it down.
Dog is, all dogs go to heaven.
10 years,
right.
It's going to be twice as awesome, brother.
Twice as awesome. Suck my dick. Suck my dick. The other channel? Suck my dick?
Yeah, they were TNA.
Well, now they are. Two mediums?
Yeah, whatever.
Guys,
wings?
I've been around the block a few
times. Yeah, one of everything.
Okay, hey, almost fat. Got a flavor of wings.
To the moon and things. Keep on around here.
Shit.
We're doing the boneless thing?
Of Impact Wrestling.
Yeah.
I just love pushing people's buttons around here.
You know, if they're boneless, they're not really wings, are they?
No, they're There's just pieces of chicken. What kind of pieces of chicken do you want?
What do we got here?
Nothing. Medium, mild, hot, honey, spicy.
Spicy barbecue?
Garlic parmesan.
I like honey barbecue.
Samoa Joe.
Honey barbecue. Okay.
Yeah.
Versus.
She was dancing at the club for me last night. Honey barbecue.
Oh, was she?
Nice. And then there was Earl Hebner picking up the bucks like a dancer in the club.
Is that first X Division match? Is for the title right here, right now.
What?
Brother.
For the title. So it's no longer about weight limits, it's about no limits?
I told you that.
Yeah.
I told you this was coming.
That would be awesome. That's going to be a match tonight, I think.
I don't think it will be.
OWN there, One Warrior Nation in the house.
That's a pretty good match. Welcome back to the night. That's a
match to be actually too, but
yeah.
Well, it's nice that there's two potential matches.
This will be good, but you know what? This will suffer from the same thing as a lot of wrestling nowadays, especially the X Division.
A lot of wrestling. But it's the opener at least, too.
Well, yeah, it's true, but it suffers. There's the whole... Nobody sells anything anymore. And it pisses the hell out of me.
This is the hour that we are.
Pisses me off.
Oh.
Now.
The hell? Really? What other kind of beast did you want, Fist Pass the Hell Guy?
Okay,
we got that heat lover deal.
Okay.
We do that pepperoni one with the thin crust again. That was pretty good. Remember?
That was bad, yeah. What else we got, bro?
Get to see the option. Tropical shrimp. Orion.
The greatest man that ever lived.
Hey, double? Not on the night.
So they have some more this morning. Cool.
Huh?
Cheese rubber.
Grilled chicken.
I raised the kid out of the Africa.
Arriba!
Huh?
Maharinga? Instead of pizza sauce and pseudo Santana's blood. Which is tequila. Which is tequila.
Huh.
I thought it was salsa.
Alright, well. What's that one? Maharinga?
Margarita?
Yeah.
I want a margarita pizza. You never had a margarita pizza?
No.
I think it's just like tomatoes on it.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Yeah. Parmesan American tomatoes. Like this.
No, I don't want that.
I know you don't.
Thank you for offering.
Hey, their pizzas are named after my penis. Panormous.
I thought you meant meat lovers.
Meat lovers.
And I have one name after you too, the tropical shrimp. I will stop recording, but I'm going to pop that all night.
Yeah, I know.
Alright. Does Joel look in shape or not? I can't tell.
For him, he does.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind that starving chicken there. That looks good.
Yeah, this one here.
Yeah.
You want a thin crust one or do you want a regular?
I'm good with either.
So we got one regular, so if we do the other one, it's thin. It's green pepper, red onions, chicken, and cheddar and barbecue sauce there.
Works for me. And I think Aaron's does the same thing.
You have to bring it that way. You have to. That's what Aaron's is so damn good at. Because he
has to. Is it a title match?
Yeah, they said it's a title match. Yeah, Hogan said this is a title match, brother. Round kick out in the
inside rack because they get a broad. Oh my goodness. On the part of the feeling out
front end of the early goal. Whoa, easy there. I think Rob Feinstein was here. All a part of the feeling out process. Oh, nice. You know, you talk about how Joe was at an
expert. Joe does look a little like me at 14, so
a little thin.
Yeah, a little thin.
But Aries is such tiny compared to Joe, though, eh?
Well, oh, yeah.
Nice.
Aries is. Look at, what is it? Joe, 5'10", about 5'10", 260?
Yeah.
Aries is with yeah, probably what? The X Division champ
right there. 5'7". 5'7", 185? Yep, 185. Maybe 175? Feel selected. Stuck my winner. Are you going to pay cash for this?
Whatever you want to do. You got cash?
I should check. I probably still have the same.
Well, I can pay for this and. Okay. You can pay for the pay-per-view.
Yeah, yeah. And there is not much fight back in him right now. I think I have a cash still from F.O. from Dog.
24?
Yeah, last week.
Yeah. Right, well, yeah, I'm going to go.
Yeah. Please read that. We submit your order. We invite you to check us out on Twitter. Ask Impact Wrestling, exclusive behind-the-scenes video, photo, throughout tonight's great anniversary event. As Aries Christie gonna come back pulling it over. Nice. A mid-range snap. I like it.
Hmm.
Super intense, man.
Is it just that Joe's book city, or is he legitimately not as good a worker as he was?
I think it's a combination of because he was so shitty, he really stopped caring. Didn't really need to work that hard. You know what I mean? So it was not that he didn't need to.
Could he be as good as he once was?
No. Because everybody gets older, right? But
he worked through a lot of injuries, too.
Yeah. I think he could be better than what he was. Move the table over here. We'll just. Yeah, I think he'll. I think he can be better than he's been. That is a great crowd. I mean, it's a hot crowd, and it legitimately is their biggest crowd. I believe that.
Did they say that?
Yeah, they've said that. It's their biggest North American crowd, because they had those England Impact tapings, right, that were pretty...
Well, yeah.
But didn't they have that, where was that one on that Impact on the Road? How big was that? Oh, that was fucking devastating.
No, that wasn't that big, though.
And they mean the Philadelphia Cross.
Hello.
That's the dog.
That's Adam Willie.
Oh, yeah.
Beefy.
We wonder if they've been on the road and gotten a good crowd.
Detroit, Philadelphia.
I don't know that Philly was that good of a crowd. That's where Bound for Glory was, right?
Were the NECW arena somewhat out at some point, though?
I guess that doesn't hold that much.
What?
ECW arena?
I don't think they were there.
No?
No. Oh, my God. There we go. Perfect. Yeah, it's just for me to trip over. Beautiful.
Anybody
good? Wonder how long they'll get here.
What time is it? They've had, what, about 10 minutes so far, though, right?
No, probably not even. Probably 8.
Yeah, 7 or 8. Strike for strike, you say.
See, but here's the thing. I mean, they're showing all these highlights of moments and from their history.
Yes.
And they show Joe walking up the angle.
Uh-huh.
And he's not that much bigger than Aries, by the way. But
who, Angle?
Yeah.
No, not anymore.
Well, even in that,
at the time he was.
He's wider, but not much taller.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's not taller, no.
But, anyway, they're showing Joe walking up to him, and you just still get that feeling like, man, Joe versus Angle. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Who was going to win? And then you go, that's the same guy who's now in his opening match, probably doing the job to Aries. It's just, I mean, of everybody in their company, you had one of the WWE's biggest stars, and one of the guys legitimately could have been an argument for the best wrestler in the world.
And Joe just said fuck.
Who did?
Joe.
Oh, Joe said fuck?
Joe said fuck.
Oh, well, I was taking lessons from Dixie Carter, but anyway, or Karen Angle, but anyway.
Who apparently is not going to be there.
Karen Angle?
Yeah, Karen or Jeff.
Oh.
But if,
it still could be. It's still,
I know.
It's 50-50 that the announcement is Jeff for the,
I know,
for the Hall of Fame, right?
Macho Man was part of their pre-show. They were talking about the people that Sting has fought and beaten.
Oh, yeah.
Like Hogan, Flair, Savage, and they showed the Savage, a picture of Savage from TNA or whatever.
That might have been Randy Savage from TNA, but it wasn't the Macho Man. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, yeah. Well, I don't think he wouldn't, the first time he appeared, he wouldn't take off his trench coat. Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to fight it off.
He showed a lot of heart. Austin Aries. Kanish is tough as hell.
Oh, look at the intro. Now, who's going to face Crimson?
I don't know.
Open contract.
Jeff Jarrett. Wow.
Is that a finisher? It is, isn't it?
What? No, that's just a...
No?
No, it's just a clutch.
Oh, yeah.
But it's the Muscle Buster's the... the lead-in. It's like the short clothesline before the DDT.
No, I'm talking about Aries.
Oh, A-double. Does he do the 450? Didn't he use the brain buster?
But he's not going to use that on Joe, right?
Why not? I thought Coco Beware used the ghost buster to much fatter men.
Champion and challenger exchange. Coco is probably pretty damn powerful for his size.
Who?
Coco.
He's fast. He's athletic.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
Why? Why are you going to leave Coco alone? He's on the front of our website for God's sake. Oh, here we go.
He's all of Amber.
I watched an awesome YouTube video yesterday of AWA of Nick Bockwinkel explaining the difference between a choke and a sleeper. And he was like, Ken Resnick was doing the interview, and it was like Heenan and Bockwinkel, and he's like, look, he's like, this is what, and he's just demonstrating it on Resnick. He's like, this is what Vern Gagne does, and he puts it right underneath your chin like that. No, what you have to do is you put it right on the side here, and it cuts off with the carotid artery, and it cuts it off. That's a legal move. That puts you to sleep. And if you move it over to a choke, it's no wonder people want to ban it, because nobody knows how to execute it. I know how to execute it. I should be allowed to do it.
That is excellent. And you know what? It's true. Mm-hmm. The logic was realized.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tremendous.
He's like that. Was Bockwinkel?
Yeah, it was Bockwinkel. He's like, I can totally see why people want to, why they want to ban it, because nobody knows how to do it. But if I do it properly, I shouldn't be penalized.
Makes it sound like it could work the shoot move there, too.
Yeah, exactly, right? Well, here's the Muscle Buster, no. I also watched the entire... nice! Crucifix.
This match has become pretty good.
This is very good.
And you know what? It is getting... They are selling.
Yeah.
Unlike most X-Division matches, like that Saban and Aries match from a couple weeks ago, they're selling a ball, right? Lots of selling here. This is very good. I still think Joe looks a little out of shape for him.
Nice. Well, yeah, but...
I still think... I mean, he's never been...
Oh, there it is. See, you said he couldn't do it.
Well, he didn't get him up like he did some people, but he got him up enough to do it.
Lean at your feet. Wow.
What's the same? No, wait a minute. We do. Nobody thought Joe was winning.
Now we're just now they made it a title match.
I didn't think it was funny anyway.
No, actually,
like I say, the idea that the guy who defeated one of the WWE's biggest stars is doing the job in the opening match of Slammiversary this year. That's what I said earlier.
Yeah.
Good match. Three and a half stars.
Yeah, maybe to be able to go four. I mean, three and three quarter, maybe. I wouldn't go four, but they didn't really get it. It was 15 minutes, man.
The crowd was into it, but not enough into it for a four-star match.
Yeah, exactly. Three and three quarter, but that was awesome. Look at that, I say, on an audio podcast. Crucifix slam there.
Yeah, it does take a lot of trust if you're the size of Joe to let a guy pick you up and drop you in your head like that.
Yeah. Do you trust someone for that?
What's that?
Do you trust someone to do that?
No, I would not trust anybody to do that.
You're about the size of Joe.
I'm bigger.
That's true.
Actually, yeah. I mean, we saw him when he was here in Calgary, right?
Yeah, that's right. Taller.
Right, about the same weight.
So respect, that's good.
Yeah, for now. They're both baby faces, right?
So, are they after the way Joe came out and on Thursday?
No, I'm full of respect, right? Just cut down.
Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, our 10-year anniversary event emanates from the great state of Texas, where it all
began. Dallas-Fort Worth area, known for the Texas Rangers
in baseball. Of course, the NFL Cowboys, a very memorable moment in professional wrestling. Tonight, we
make... Like what moment
is professional
wrestling?
What moment? Like WrestleMania 17? A bunch of stuff you can't bring up? That's Houston. How's your point? Ron Aaron, a bunch of stuff you haven't got any footage for?
I mean, you bought Mid-South tapes, eh? They just bought the tape library?
Who did?
WWE bought the...
Oh, WWE, tape. Yeah.
They bought the Mid-South tape library.
I know, I thought the way you put it there, I thought you meant TNA bought it. I'm like, no.
Oh, no, ringside.
That's Dusty? Sounds like Dusty behind him, doesn't it?
No, just because his shirt says asshole.
Oh. So it's Sid?
If anybody can do it, it's the unsung this man is just collecting world titles his whole career. Everywhere Sting's wrestled, he's been a world champion several times, so... Bobby Roode, the world
everywhere he's wrestled, he's been a world champion several times. You mean both places?
You got one guy with an asshole shirt, and you got beside him with a Jesus shirt.
Yeah. Draw your own. There's the guy in between, and it says his hand on his
hand. That's Addy, Addie, at WeTalkWrestling.com. A hot chick in the crowd, too.
Here now.
Hi.
What the hell is that? Is there a blur? Oh, yeah, this match.
Who?
This guy's against Hernandez. For no reason. Did you hear that they're gonna have Dixie Carter and have to be the ring announcer for the tag match?
I didn't hear. Are you serious?
This contest is scheduled for one fall.
I did not recognize Big Cass. I recognize Hernandez.
One half of Mexican America? Isn't Anarchia released?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Just to confirm, they do not. Now, King Mo is going to be the most tested man in wrestling, right?
Yes.
Apparently Hernandez is not?
No.
Holy shit. Superman still, worst nickname in wrestling?
To a power game. And a lot of people through the years that will tell you that Hernandez is right up there at the top.
I can't remember who it was. I just heard an interview from like last week or something like that. Who said the guy most likely to get on the floor on the road with him for this day and get messed up, get screwed up on folks, was Big Cash.
Now I'm trending on Twitter, Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
Fuck it off, Mary.
What a maneuver. Steven Adjami is perplexed that we're ordering a TNA pay-per-view.
And so are we. We started that a month ago.
No, I know, right? Although I did get your message. It said if it was a list of douches, I would be at the top of the list. Did you see mine? Yeah. And he said, and then Steven said, that could go both ways. And I said, yeah, it does go both ways. It does go both ways. You're right.
I thought.
Yeah. I just wanted to point it out. I'd feel bad if I didn't see.
So number two on that list is Orton.
she's opening.
Like small penises? Or people that go both ways with small penises? I think black people have small penises.
Text us, Peter Jerry Packer. Is Lonzo watching it?
No, he's not.
After going through our watcher.
Yeah, sure. Where is he? He's in Indiana.
Yeah, but he doesn't know how far away that is.
That's true. That's true. We know this five.
I don't catch a long time.
Five what?
I don't know. It's as high as they go.
Oh!
That's what we're doing here, isn't it?
Sweet.
Maybe these two will become a tag team?
Yeah.
Or I can picture Hernandez actually testing to check or getting a shot at the X Division title.
Hernandez.
Yeah. Well, it's not about weight limit.
That's true. Well, Hogan said it's just for tonight.
So if Joe had won, he would have had to, what, give it up?
Yeah, that's what exactly, brother. I'm just waiting for their new segment with Dixie, Karen, Jarrett, and Brooke next week.
Is that going to be on next week?
Yeah, the cunt check.
Who was that? Who was that chick from that was the complete cunt from Tough Enough? The one who
Linda Miles?
Yeah, she'd have to be in it. Fuck, is this match floppy?
Yeah.
Two goals popped in about 20 seconds.
Oh.
It's like watching a women's match.
Diva. I like how Kid Cash, I mean, even though he looks like he's 20, he actually is like 52. And he's got a haircut like he's 25. I've always liked Hernandez. But they just never did anything with him.
Well, you know what? He's one of those guys who I like too, but he's great in a tag team. With the right partner.
Well, LAX was awesome, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like in the right situation where you maximize high his weaknesses, emphasize his strengths, which is what LAX did.
Yeah. But the
Kid Cash older than RVD?
Oh, yeah. I think Kid Cash may be older than RVD's dad. Kid Cash, when he had to take over the...
Oh, fuck, I told you. I told you, before it even happened, you see that coming.
That's Air Mexico.
I can't believe.
Oh, yeah, that is why I wouldn't fly Air Mexico.
He protected himself, all right. He rolled.
He landed flat back on his back, but... It's just that the problem was that Cash didn't catch him.
It's all right.
Cash didn't probably catch him, but as soon as he saw it coming, I'm going, Cash is going to be too small and far away to catch him.
Jimmy Smith's kid was there.
Hernandez just did a in the cat type move onto the rope. That's kind of impressive. And he has a good athlete. It's just, what's his style?
Yeah,
right now, I don't know that he knows.
Oh, good. Hey, thanks, Billy.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Oh, that's why he threw up, because not only did he eat too fast, but look at all the fucking... At least he did it on, I think he's eating it. Can't you talk about eating his skew? That's like clean enough. I don't think I'm going to want any of that pizza if it comes right now. The problem is that you can see the,
all the grass.
I thought that was better from that green,
whole thing.
No, the draft.
I know, Leia eats a lot of draft, but you just fucking, Willie, you'll get new food. Fuck. This is just disgusting. My dog would not do this. My dog would not puke and then start eating it right away. I know some dogs would, but I just can't look at this. The only thing that makes it good is practically dry food. I mean, he does not.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't chew any of that.
No,
he just inhaled it.
It's the best audio show ever. She has another issue. It's like X Division women's match and dog feud. Did you read all that way before I clean it up?
Oh, jeez. Hashtag TNA10.
Yeah, I know. I've already tweeted that, but that's the hashtag.
Wow.
They had it on the pre-show there, too. Might as well buy that anyway.
This is what I was hoping to see some wood come, actually, during the Robbie T. versus Garrett Bischoff match.
Yeah, Garrett Bischoff.
Does he give some shit about him? Naked pictures of Snoopy online?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, I took them. We all did.
Yeah.
Is it when she got thin, or was it back when she was fat?
Apparently
they're
whole
things. I will. I always said I'd fuck Snoopy. I just said I didn't like her.
Yeah. For the thing, everybody I've talked the last 10 years.
Pretty much. How is your ex-wife?
Scared.
So he doesn't have to defend the belt in this one?
Pay-per-view
TV. Christ, your dog's disgusting.
Pizza here yet?
You know what would be good? It's probably that right there when you wipe that up.
Sure.
I don't know. Spray it or something, you know, get rid of the germs.
Why? It's in my beard.
Wash that down a little bit, that plate on the ground there.
Jesus Christ, man.
I mean, I'm just saying.
You're hitting my mom, said here.
There you go.
Happy, Your Majesty?
Yeah.
To wax this shit for you, do?
Yeah, and then I got my car afterwards.
My cock afterwards?
Your cock afterwards? Wax it?
Fuck it. Really, don't eat any of that shit. Where the Henderson.
$10 says he puked again.
He won't.
You sure?
Yeah.
$10 says he puked again.
He doesn't do this all the time, but he eats too fast, it happens, and he cleans it up and he's fine.
He eats too fast.
We got to eat too fast.
There's a chance I'm going to puke that pizza up then.
Great, I'll make you eat it. Don't spray it down after.
Oh, shit. Look at that.
What? Robbie T is going to be the most tested man.
I
mean, did Robbie T, does he look bigger than Hernandez? I don't think so.
Yes, he does. He's in there, he's smaller guys, but he looks bigger than Hernandez. Actually, he's not even a smaller guy.
No, it's going to catch. It's just a different...
No, he looks bigger than fucking Ryback.
Did you watch Jersey Shore Shark Attack last night?
No.
No.
What the fuck was that?
I only saw about 20 minutes of it. It was just like awful
Awful show.
Of course it was awful show. It had the word Jersey Shore in it.
It was like Sharks Attack the Jersey Shore. And it had all these people like doing like Jersey Shore character knockoffs and really bad acting.
Yes, you said it was the Jersey Shore.
Kid Cash is trending on Twitter.
Isn't Kick or isn't the Jersey Shore really bad acting? Is that what we're talking about?
No.
Really average acting?
No, it is bad acting, but this wasn't like this was the actual Jersey Shore people. No, this was like yeah, Kid Cash is trending on Twitter, number 3 right there.
That's not in order, is it?
Number 4, and then TNA 10 is on there.
I figure this thing gets about 25,000 buys.
Yeah, probably. It seems that way.
Yeah. Good for a TNA pay-per-view.
Well, it's fucking tremendous for a TNA pay-per-view. Fuck this mouse. Sucks.
Oh, seriously, he looks bigger than Hernandez. He looks bigger than Ryback. I mean, I'm not kidding you.
What my favorite part about the
I'm gonna have to write a blog about Robbie King's steroids.
There you go. Except for no one will care. When I was watching TNT, or no, I watched the full hour and 19 minutes of bloopers, bleeps, and body slams.
Oh no!
And part of it is
then what are you gonna do after the pay per view?
I know. I have 5.0.
Oh, there you go.
Part of it is Salvatore Bellomo making pizza.
Nice.
And Alfred's all dressed up beside him and has, like, got flour on his nose. And Vince goes, Alfred, do you have white powder on your nose? But well, that's the first time I've seen that either.
Beautiful. So I'm excited that
there's
the
entire table setup is really cool, eh? The monitors are like embedded into the table there with glass over. The announcers, did you see that?
I didn't see that, no. So when we said that the tag match should be match of the night, we weren't talking about this one.
We weren't?
No.
Oh. Wow.
Is that Rob Perry guy British or not?
I think so. He just doesn't talk in this role, right? So I think Rob Perry is British. Because he's in the British Invasion, right?
Wasn't he?
Huh?
Yeah, Doug Williams still around, and who was the other guy?
Magnus.
Magnus? Are they still around?
Magnus is Joe's partner. And yeah, Magnus is doing some show or something. He's actually got a... They're rolling a movie or something, or a TV show or anything or something. Yeah, he's still around. They really like him. I think
Doug Williams
is an agent or a trainer in Ohio Valley now. Speaking of which, did you see who...
I wonder who's bigger, Rob Perry or... what's his name?
Mason Ryan?
Yeah.
Mason.
Sure?
I think so.
I don't know, dude.
It's hard to tell because it looks like Rob T is just, like, taller.
Oh, yeah.
Come here.
His body looks so unnatural. And I'm not even talking about, like, beefed up. I just mean how skinny his waist is compared to how big his shoulders and chest is.
Well, like, oh, wait, my natural.
What?
My natural is complete. Yeah, they call him my natural. See, this is a good use for Garrett, though.
To give you for Garrett being a tag team?
Yeah, like a lower tag, lower card tag team thing. He's not being like shot to the top and being like...
You know what's an even better use for him?
That?
OVW?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, they just did a little dance together.
Yeah.
I believe D-Bomb is a better dancer than Pierre Fischoff.
Really?
Just from looking at that. Yeah.
I believe I'm a better dancer than Pierre Fischoff.
No. But D-Bomb is.
good job right there. My pro people are gonna get this one.
Who's the character guy? They didn't have any interactive features in this last thing that they did that.
I don't think so.
Don't play with your dogs, don't make them cute.
They've been here since night number one.
They were like Mike and Jack, and I can tell you. Who's been here since night number one? Victor
AJ?
I thought they meant Borash.
We have.
A 10-year celebration tonight here in Dallas for Slammiversary. Of course, we invite you to interact with us all night long on our Facebook and Twitter.
So how much is the food?
#42 N-A-10 is what you want to include.
And how much is the pay for you?
44.
Two guys that have been with TNA Wrestling, well, for at least over 9 of those 10 years. Christopher Daniels, Daniels the World Tag Team
Champion. Daniels is awesome.
JB, you talk about the history.
Now that I'm used to Darian without the hair, it's better.
Yeah, I like it better.
Here's a few of them. Being in the first ever Ultimate X match. The first ever Steel Asylum match. The first ever King of the Mountain X
match. What's a Steel Asylum match? I couldn't get out. Yeah. I don't brag about that.
JB, this is for you, sir. Hold on to this. We're going to raise our glasses now to the World Tag Team.
It's an apple teeny.
No, that's not redundant. We're 2 minutes worth of break. We will continue to tell the world the truth about AJ Styles and Dixie Carter. We will defeat Kurt Angle and AJ Styles.
Here.
We will continue to inspire
getting
the world to be more like and less like themselves. And you have permission to worship us now. Cheers, JB. 10 years.
Nice.
All right, they are the World Tag Team Champions. Tonight, right now, it's the three-way matchup to crown a new number one contender.
They won.
Well, they're at
the pay-per-view match, championship match on
Street
TV.
On Thursday?
Yeah.
So
I'm told
Steve Anderson's on his way to the ring.
But watching that TNT as well, and it really hit me. But they did the wedding reception of Whisper with Sean.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife or whatever. I mean, I like it in its entirety.
The wedding reception of Butcher and the woman he married, his wife or whatever.
Yeah. She didn't have a name. This is Deshaun, I guess. But, it was like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It sounds like we've got a couple assholes in this building.
No, I'm in Calgary.
The asshole of attitude, Addy. The crown prince of charisma, Mo. No, he has pulled his Stone Cold Steve Anderson now.
Well, thank you.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
No, he's not. Oh, yeah, he is. Gimmick-wise, yeah, he is.
He is not anywhere near that good.
I didn't say he was that good. But gimmick-wise, and the way he walks and acts.
Yes. Watching that reception, though. 20 minutes long, like pretty much in its entirety.
Yeah.
Dr. D?
Yeah.
Yeah. Stone Cold Dr. D David Schultz.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, fuck. Like, look in his eye, the way he's supposed to be. He's actually talking to McMahon. He's just like, you come over here, you know, drink some bubbly. I don't even know why I'm here. I hate everybody here. I will slap the taste out of your mouth. I'm looking for a fight.
Yeah.
And just the way he's just looking at his eyes, everything with another drop, everything. He's got his foot up on the table. Just, to a T. It's tremendous.
Scott Anderson tries too hard.
Well, he's got dark hair again.
And the crowd goes mild. RVD enters. At this point, I'm wondering if he didn't get a match to pop in for WWE.
At a Rumble, maybe? Unannounced Rumble surprise? Probably get a nice reaction. Because people would get RVD, and it would be the Rumble and nostalgia surprise. And that's it. And then they keep him too soon. They keep him too much. Only to pop the fucking Kevin Nash gun.
Yeah, good point.
I mean, and even Booker T,
people don't give a fuck about this guy.
Well, no one wants to see him do it. Abstraction?
Yeah, I thought it was charismatic engagement, but it's abstract.
I thought it was imagination. Jeffrey Nero Hardy.
I gotta say though, you haven't heard any problems about him backstage. You haven't heard him ever. You haven't heard him pulling up from no position before. Haven't heard him being late. Haven't heard him no-showing events. Haven't heard any problems from him. He looks healthier. He looks thinner. He looks in better shape. At what point in time do you trust him again?
Never.
Because honestly, he should build around, right? He's the most charismatic, most over guy in the company.
Well, at what time do you build around him? If you're TNA, then you can... Is this that hat guy? But you build around him at TNA anytime you want now. In WWE, where they have three strikes, you're out. No. Right? But
I don't know. Will he be clean now?
No.
He looks clean.
No.
He's acting clean.
No. You an idiot.
He looks and acts better than he has.
That doesn't mean that he's clean. No. Jeff Hardy is not clean. Jeff Hardy is Jeff Hardy clean. Which is enough to promote
people here.
But
he's still be failing things in WWE.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if they wanted him to, yeah, he would.
You think TNA should give him another shot, or do you think that...
Sure, why not? Well, what else? The thing is...
Yeah,
wonderful.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. But no, I think they should.
That was shiny, man.
I'm not so sure. I mean, I was at the point where at one point I thought they should never give him another shot.
Well, who does TNA have? Jeff Hardy is TNA's biggest star.
Yeah.
So yeah, TNA.
And he seems to be back on track. I don't know that he's showing up and really giving a shit. Like as far as working his ass off in the ring, at least he's not showing up and fucking up, right? Not much heat for this match. Technically, I guess it's three baby faces. Is that the problem?
Maybe. Anybody want to see
anyone other than Jeff Hardy get the title shot.
Probably a bit, yeah.
I mean, who cares about
Ken Anderson and Jeff, or Rob Van Dam getting a title shot, right?
I don't know that you even care about Jeff Hardy. We had a couple.
No, nah, Jeff Hardy's still their biggest star.
Yeah.
But for the splash, for the corporate actions of Anderson and Hardy, it was smart right there by Van Dam. You don't miss the crash and burn. He was trying to pick up the scraps there behind by Anderson. Oh, for that big superplex, super duperplex.
Oh, about those earrings.
Now all three men are down. Oh,
Jeff?
Don't get an opening like that very often.
I'm trying to think of who else is a big feet of Ruffin nowadays.
Yeah, that's a big top rope superplex. This is the angle you want to see right there. See Van Dam come off.
That would be one, isn't it?
For a splash.
I can't think of anyone.
Well, you're Sting.
Okay.
Sting,
you're right.
Does it have a face paint in WWF wrestler?
I don't think WWF has a face paint in wrestler. Unless you count Lord Kentai.
No.
Exchange of punches.
I mean, those are supposed to be tattoos, aren't they?
Are they?
I think so. It's like Akushi, right?
Oh, yeah. How long do you think it took him to do that on Akushi every night?
I don't know. Because he did it every night. He had him in ECW. Maybe they were actually tattoos on
him. No, because I've seen him in Japan and he didn't have them.
Oh. I'll
tell you,
I mean, I know he's had him in ECW.
He just gets
rocked. I don't even remember him in ECW. No, he just come in. Under his real name there, of Jinsuke Sazai or whatever. Man, I used to love that.
That used to be a great move. Rob Van Dam used to be younger.
Actually, ironically, when he'd come in as Mr. Monday Night and debuted that move, but I thought, holy shit, I'd never seen that before.
Yeah,
it was against Jeff Hardy.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, he and Jeff Hardy had a few different good matches in WWE. Rob Van Dam was younger.
Spot right there,
right? Well, you don't want any of that. You just puke it up.
True.
Go to the bottom rope. There's a lot of hope to break the picks up. No reason to exert energy to kick out. Interact with us on Twitter, at Impact Wrestling.
Exclusive.
Who are they interacting with,
though? Photos, check it out. Oh, I know.
What fancy about that? Just a flux kick right in the face.
A flux kick after him?
Yes. Oh, nice.
Wow. Anderson, he's got him over. Anderson with the first RPG. He's got a backslide. He's got a backslide here. Oh, my God. He's got him down with his team. I don't know if they did take care of that.
Ken, that was unique. I don't know. He kicked out of that. I don't know who would have got the win there.
Let's take a look. I want to see this. That slide looks good. Split it.
Just the opening for Hardy. A
small
character
that we're not looking
at. Rob Van Dam's hamstring
muscles spread out all over Dallas here.
Oh, man.
I'd pay to
see that.
Because he does why, RG?
That's why.
RG?
He does do why, RG. Does
he do DDP yoga?
That he does.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, first
hitter, first you know who else does them? You know Kurt Pellegrino?
No.
He does YRG.
Really?
Thursday night on strike.
Mm-hmm. Did you see the front of the Observer site today? With Chris Park doing his best, Joe Park doing his best Virgil impression?
Well, where was he?
They had a team name, like meet and greet, like in a fan access, from 7 to 9. And by 7:45, no one was there.
A.M.?
No, it's P.M. yesterday. Yesterday or night before Friday night, I don't know. But
that's bad.
Well, there's lots of people here, though. I mean, I don't know how many people paid, but even if it's just 10 people paid, it's more than the Impact Zone.
That's true.
Of course, it costs them more to get the building and shit, but
yeah.
Now with Anderson down,
you know, a lot of people would say that this guy's
going to last. They're giving the match a lot of time, man.
These guys, you know, a lot of people said they wouldn't last 10 months, and here they are 10 years, so.
I heard that. Once, for 18 times.
Yeah. They did say they were going to be counting down the top three TNA moments ever.
Oh, did they?
Apparently they've been doing the top 10.
On the website?
I didn't know, on TV. I know they've been doing a couple of them. I didn't realize they were in any order.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't realize their order either. So.
That was awesome. Did you see speaking of top moments? The Booker T thing?
Oh, yeah, it's him against Bob.
My greatest Raw moment announcement, they showed me and Marcus Bagwell. He said he was calling Bob. So me and Marcus Bagwell. I was like, what?
Yeah, I know.
I think I texted you. Did I Buff Bagwell was on Raw?
Yeah, you did. I thought you were kidding.
I wished I was. Oh, and he's going to pull the ref. You know, I am, honestly, I'm glad that they've gone back to the red ropes.
I like to go back to 6-5.
The blue ropes just didn't do it for me.
No, the blue ropes didn't look good.
I can appreciate you trying to be different.
Yeah,
I'm trying it, but it didn't work for me.
No. How about white ropes or black ropes?
Yeah. No, I mean, this looks fine to me.
Yeah, I wish they'd go back to 6-5.
Well, yeah. Really? Huh. I guess it's a TV match.
And they all did their best. And RVD put the pin.
Well, I mean, for a TV match, sure, why not, right?
They'll probably be building something else, don't you think? I mean, you can't see Sting when the belt's right, but then again, he's Sting.
I can't see. I think you gotta keep it on Rude so that when James Storm comes back.
I think so too, but they put it on Sting many times on his Sting voice.
And by many, do you mean every?
Yeah, yes. Well, maybe not the first one, actually. The first one was the first one.
Wow. Like Friday night at your mom's house there.
Nah, there was only three people.
And the ref.
Who else coming for you?
Bobby.
Oh.
But Sting wins.
Yeah. Well, now you have to. It's sure. Yeah, I haven't been really in sports entertainment to speak of. No backstage vignettes. There's interviews, but there's no actual vignettes.
That's right.
You know
no, just Hogan doing the in-ring thing at the beginning, and that's it.
Yeah, but even they that documentary style camera thing they do on Impact.
Could be anybody within the sound of my voice. It doesn't matter.
I do like Crimson as a character.
I think the character's good, but when you looked at this guy the first time, did you look at him and go, that guy's a star, we should push him?
Yeah,
I sure as hell didn't know.
A quarterback can go out there and throw no interceptions.
As a personality, I think he's pretty good.
Yeah, very good, I think.
I think it's funny how he mentioned, just casually at one point, mentioned the Goldberg name, and then throws out a gold a challenge, when we all know Goldberg's not showing up.
Right.
But I think that's kind of bullshit, but... Typical wrestling.
Let's go see my next victim.
I hope it's Ryback.
To the ring, hashtag TNA Chat. We want to know who you think is going to accept this open challenge. Crimson, head to the ring right now. Slammiversary.
No, yeah.
I think it's a Swerve and Borash accepts the challenge.
Well, is it somebody on the roster or not? This is what,
oh, right.
Is there anybody who's returning?
Jesse Sorensen ready to come back in?
He's undefeated, but he's not awesome, right? He's the undefeated. He's become, his character has morphed into being the undefeated, cocky chicken shit heel.
I like the honky tonk, man.
Yeah, the honky tonk, man.
But he's got a little bit of confidence, right?
A little bit of control.
Little Lemmy.
Very arrogant, very cocky. That's the gimmick.
Yeah. Which is perfect because he hasn't dominated, right?
And he could win a biggest douche contest because of that beard.
You see that?
Uh huh.
You know, they say everything in Texas
partially shaved, like.
I'm looking at the biggest group of losers I've ever seen in my life.
Nice.
I'm going to show the people in the crowd. He's right.
Seriously,
that beard, though.
I know, right?
Like, how would you describe that to people?
I came here tonight to fight, and I know nobody in the back wants to fight.
Douchey.
You know, I don't care if I have to fight one of your crappy Mavericks.
It's like you got those, like, people used to do that fade haircut on their hair.
Yeah.
Like, it's like he did that on the middle of his beard.
Yeah.
The middle of his beard. It's just.
I'll even fight one of your damn Cowboys if I have to. So what I'm
going to
do is I'm
going to
sit back here.
Tony Rumble?
Ron
Dane? Or not Ron Dane. What's his name? Fucking Brendan Jacobs. Same guy.
Who did Jacobs sign with?
I think San Francisco or something like that.
Someone is someone, I should say, to answer this challenge.
I don't know. I haven't really been paying much attention yet. It's not fantasy football season.
I know. You can sign up for the Yahoo Fantasy Football now, though. Fantasy Football 12. It's sign up today.
No, is it already up?
Yeah, it's... Well, it's almost Kill Steam Kill sign in the crowd.
Nice.
Goldberg chant.
Fuck you, baby!
The instant Tomko?
He's not going to be Tomko.
You can't be anybody, I don't care who!
It's going to be Ultimate Warrior. This is Honky Tonk Man.
Oh. James Storm.
You know what's funny? Because I was thinking on this last week how he didn't do the follow up. Perfect. And he's got to go over here.
Well,
he's got to end the streak here, unless somebody comes down to screw him.
Yeah,
I don't see that happening. He should. It makes sense too. He's not from Texas, though, is he?
No, he's a Tennessee Cowboy.
There you go.
Did you Austin's new TV show. This is the music for it. James Storm's theme is the theme music for Austin's new show. Just kidding. No.
Apparently we don't get it. It was on apparently on Friday night or something on CMT, and I tried to go just to see, like to tape it, just to see the
answer what it was, yeah.
And we didn't get it.
Isn't that like Survivor with Redneck?
Yeah, apparently. It's like Redneck Island or something. I don't know.
See, Stone Cold being Stone Cold, which, at least in the beginning, which should be all right.
Now he's got to win this and cut a promo.
Yes, some of the Duster, right?
I didn't say Duster, I say Long Rider. But Storm just all over the undefeated one.
The undefeated one.
The undefeated Crimson. That's what his nickname is.
Undefeated? The undefeated.
I got to stay with that nickname after losing.
I was going to say, he has to. He's a dude.
It's awesome.
It didn't count. It didn't count.
And if I was Crimson, I would have kept that jacket on his face for a little hockey fight style. Instead, he's choking the man with it.
Let's go what?
Let's go Cowboys or Cowboy? I can't tell.
Yeah.
And let's go Cowboys.
Oh, I
Woodbreaker. Was that Jericho's thing there too?
What?
He did the Goldbreaker and then he did Jericho's like. Can you hit him with the sweet chin? God bless your damn luck.
Pretty much it's washed too.
Yeah,
I hope the undefeated saves now. That's the nickname.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'd like to even this year.
Exactly.
Yeah, country music. Drinking matters.
Nice.
There's a chemotherapy patient. Oh, he's drinking a beer. I thought he had a microphone.
I did too.
Give him a mic.
Now you got him like what, the comic?
Yeah, yeah.
Made the snug.
What, huh?
One more thing. I was watching before.
They had James Gordon doing and danced to the nice part with the crispy heavy was just hanging off me. And had Mike James just had an umbrella. And he goes, yeah, for a couple of reasons. That's a star right there.
Oh yeah, no
question.
He's got a shit. He's behind Jeff Hardy, he's the second most charismatic guy in the company.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
He's a way better talker than Hardy. Oh, yeah.
With the X Division, that's champion of the Royal Austin Aries, what a night it's been so far here. And thank you for you, Victoria. And then again, my question for you is, what is next for the X Division champion?
What's next for the X Division champion? You know, JB, in less than a year's time, I went from a guy who was fighting for a contract to the most dominant champion in TNA Impact Wrestling. Every month they say this is Austin Aries' biggest test, and each and every month I pass that test. You see, I walked into this company and I said there's lots of A-level talent here, but there's only one A-double-level talent. There's lots of great competitors, there's only one greatest man that ever lived. So you want to know what I want next? I want to be the man. I want to be the man who sets the bar that everybody else has to reach for. Quite simply, I want to be the main event, and I'll do anything I have to do to get there.
Really? Well, lucky.
He is Austin Aries, still X Division champion.
He must be the main event. Well, luckily for you, there's a pay-per-view called Destination X is coming up.
Good point. I was thinking he was going to fuck Dixie.
Maybe. This is, what, the number three event? Number three moment? Number two. That's number three, apparently.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only,
on behalf of everybody at TNA Wrestling, we are so thrilled to have you join our company. Now is our time
company.
To take this to
another company. Company.
Company.
Company. Company. Oh, nice. How many years ago is this? Three? Three? So Affliction was only 3 years old at that point. Only 3 years out of style at that point.
Oh.
That doesn't seem to be, that's not Dixie. Do you see the heel turn that you're doing for Mickey? Yeah, I enjoyed that actually.
That's good, yeah.
That's not Dixie, they're not playing tons of personality. Or hardcore tons. Well, she was spell. Or what it is, Dixie. Dixie does Dallas.
True.
You're a cunt. Thank you, guys. This is a very surreal moment for me.
12 people out of 1,200 are chanting Daisy Dixie.
My friends, if I might add, the largest live crowd in TNA history in the United States.
It is 1,200. Look at that, though. Yeah, see, we get crushed out there, dude.
Where are they running?
Mm-hmm.
Where are they running?
I don't know.
Is it Dallas Sportatorium?
Yeah, I mean, does that have a second level?
Listen, there are so many people to thank. From my parents, Jerry,
Yeah. They are the people you should thank the most.
All of our wonderful partners around the world and in the United States. And more importantly than anything, to the greatest wrestling fans in the world,
the WWE Universe?
Thank you so much!
You should call them, like, the Impact Galaxy.
We love the word wrestling. We're very proud of it. And I hope you guys are having a good time tonight.
My universe is bigger than Galaxy, so I guess that doesn't count.
Yeah.
To every wrestler who's in this ring, thank you. You've been a big part of our success. But I think we can all
oh, that kind of crazy ass gimmick.
That
was good, actually.
Wrestlers in the world that work for TNA. And right now, I'd like to bring them all out for you.
What?
Guys, would you join me out on the stage?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Please, heels and baby faces all commingle. Bullshit. Let's see who looks. AJ does first, because he came from Dixie's locker room.
Yeah, who's told us? He's already out there out.
Here we got Joe, this is a chick. Join him.
Because I'm a former wrestler, and if this is, in my opinion, the greatest roster in pro wrestling, no doubt about it.
Yeah, say this is the greatest roster in pro wrestling, and show Robbie T and Kid Cash.
Well, but seriously, that more people are coming out, right?
Yeah, the referees are there, and here's Garrett Bischoff, and I have no idea who that guy is.
Like 15 of their wrestlers are out there.
Who the fuck is that guy?
They have like 40 people?
Seriously, though, who is that guy?
Which guy?
He's bald, and he's got like a goatee there.
That's random, dumbass.
No, it's not.
Yes,
it
is.
A green shirt?
Yeah.
Really? That guy?
I thought it was
Yeah, it's Fernandez.
slow back down for the cowboy with me.
Hello? Give me an agent. What is this? Hulk
there?
Yeah.
Those are
D-Lo!
They're D-Lo.
Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it.
D-Lo is looking rotund.
The stars are out. I understand.
Thank you so much to each and every one of you up on this stage.
Have Bobby Roode come out and cut a promo?
I'm glad to be associated with you. And in honor of our decade in
Sting's not out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Where we're
is he? Yeah.
Where we're going, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce the first inductee into the TNA Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Bob Ryder. Told you.
Wow.
Makes sense, right? He's the one guy.
I really know how to build stuff, though.
Not right.
Like, you know, but when they say the first inductee this year to the WWE Hall of Fame,
yeah,
they do like a build, and then they have the
Icon Sting.
Okay. And then, you know what? I have no problem with that.
He can't. He's the guy that WWE wants to put in, but can't. Right.
Yeah.
Hang
on to last day. Cass over here, lie down. Remember when he was, remember a couple years ago when he was in that house in the rain?
Uh-huh.
Lie down!
He's always been
out there.
He's always been out there, wasn't allowed. And he's always warm.
I was watching his own video.
He's somebody that, you know, was in front of the offensive line to come here, to be able to work alongside Sting. Sting is, you know, a huge fan and getting to know Sting on a personal level. He's just a great human being, and he's always there to help.
He's a hero.
Oh my God, that.
You mean crazy? Not
really. With an icon.
Yeah.
I constantly tell them, you don't understand how good you really are. You don't know how good things are when you hit that building and the fans see you. I mean, his talent is unmatchable. His timing is uncomparable.
It's going to be a quick count for that.
Holy shit. Paul fucking Hogan. Bullshit! Oh, no, wait.
Are they gonna like do these at the big pay-per-view to announce somebody? Is that the gimmick?
I would think it would be a Slammiversary gimmick. I mean, the WWE Hall of Fame started with just Andre. I don't do it again until next year.
You don't do it at Bound for Glory?
No, I do make it Slammiversary. It's during
next year, you do two or three. Next year, Jeff Jarrett.
Yeah, next year you can do two or three, right? Or three or four, or I mean, that's fine.
Next year you do Jeff Jarrett and Ken Shamrock.
He was the first champ, right?
Or was Arthur the first champ?
He's a fuck. No, Ken Shamrock was the first champ. Who gives a fuck about Ken Shamrock? And actually, technically, Kurt Angle was their first champ.
Yeah, okay. I can't remember if there was a one-on-one match between Sting and Christian. It must have been.
You see that retarded guy with no rhythm in the front row? He's trying to channel on Thank You Sting and his fingers
blowing. Every time we play a different country, that's the same response.
Thank you,
everywhere.
Sting.
A yes chant.
Nice. You're fucked. Is it scarier?
And Sting's going, Sting didn't know what that was, though. He didn't know what that's referencing.
We could have gotten anybody more special. You said you would come in and help us.
Hey,
you're
the insane
life.
Icon.
That year ended, and I asked you again. And every year, you kept saying yes. You helped us be where we're at today. And if I might add, I think this man is doing his finest work ever, reinventing himself again and again.
Well, yeah. Well, no, and for his for a wrestling historian like Dixie Carter to say that.
Induction celebration.
Okay. There you go.
At that point, we hope all of you will be able to share it with us.
So I think you add to a couple more.
I was saying, now you're adding a couple more. So you're doing it at Bound for Glory then. Okay.
Yeah, so you add Jeff Jarrett.
And that could be a, yeah.
So Ken Shamrock, maybe.
Who the fuck is this hard on for Ken Shamrock?
Well, he's the first champ, but for them, he would be a big name to induct. A guy from the past. They're not there fucking induct.
I'm not prepared for this. I thought I was going to come and wrestle.
You
and
could. You could induct Randy Savage.
Now this.
You could.
I would. If you're going to induct five people, then Sting, Savage, Jarrett,
you guys are
and one other guy.
Thank you, but honestly and truly, first, I'd like to say thank you.
Shamrock actually inducted would probably get a little bit of name.
Thank you all.
Frank? It's a bigger name than anybody on the roster except for Hulk.
Ah, Sting.
How about if I do a thank you chant for you? Thank you! Thank you! Thank you!
Oh yeah, they're in Texas.
He was doing it for you!
I don't know what else to say. In Nashville when I first got here, I promised that I would do my very best to entertain each and every one of you. And that's what I've tried to do all this time, and hopefully tonight will be just the same. Hopefully tonight it will be, no, you know something, tonight it will be showtime.
He also still takes to your house.
Sure.
You think Sean Fry will induct him? Well, he seems like real estate Steve.
Oh, really? Okay, I'm looking at that desk now. You're saying that the monitors where?
They're in like those little glass things beside them there. The monitors are in there. They're not sticking out. They're in the glass. There.
So this is a table not set up for a tablecloth.
That's right.
Sure. I think you have the Joseph Park about fully ring match there.
I agree.
He was taking a bath.
Okay, not that fan. That's fine too.
How many matches are even left? The tag,
world tag, Joseph Hart, and then yeah, and then what's happening? Whatever's happening with Chris, if anything.
I don't think anything is now.
I never thought anything was, but
it was just the way it was treated and presented.
Like they're trying to get bought, people to buy the show or something.
Well, they were.
Exactly.
No, that's fine. I mean, I don't blame them. I mean, if he's
actually. I thought she was blonde, by the way.
No, she's never
been
blonde.
You've never been blonde?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Maybe that was another Brooke. Good thing she
hasn't made an appearance either,
eh? Actually, that's true. You got the woman smashed here without her making an appearance.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah. But I mean, Mickey. Apparently, this was a good match last time they had one. I don't know.
I thought Gail was awesome on commentary from the back.
Yeah.
She was hilarious. She and Taz were great together, man.
The thing with Gail on commentary is that I just wanted more.
You were hungry for more commentary right now, later?
No, I just mean I enjoyed her commentary a lot in order to keep going.
Yeah. Why would it do together?
Why would it do me?
I have no idea.
Well, that I believe.
She's Korean. You ever have low BP?
Happy.
You ever had her below BP?
Tried the meatloaf. Whoa, that wasn't very natural there. More with that.
Judging by the recent series of matches that they have had, even the point.
Remember that Raw match when Mickey got pinned her?
For fucking up?
Yeah, the finish of her, but it turned out that
she got hurt.
Had a concussion or something, and
Yeah.
Loopy.
Yeah.
Do you think CM Punk ever fucked Mickey? He digs crazy tricks.
He does maintain crazy tricks, that's true. That that poster and the commercial for No Way Out.
The ragtime music with the train yell.
Fucking best thing ever. Awesome.
That is.
Nick Tessmacher was a playboy, wasn't he?
College girls
and playboys, don't they? I think Nick Tessmacher was a playboy, I think. Something. I wouldn't call it nice pass. It occurred. That was alright.
This is better than Raw Women's match.
Well, yeah.
It's not. Momentum of the challenger.
It is better than a Raw Divas match.
Well, it's better than a WWE Divas match.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have Velvet Sky in the ring.
Oh, she's hot.
Oh, yeah, she's hot. Not a part of Mickey, though.
Yeah.
Just bring it to her.
But I think they're both hotter than Miss Tessmacher, who is hot. You got Miss Tessmacher? Who else? You got
what?
What?
Miss Tessmacher's top heavy.
She is top heavy. Taz is excellent on commentary right now.
I hurt her shoulder a bit. We got to like about Gail Kim.
There's they only have like six women in the division though, don't there? Seven?
Didn't get the pin.
Seven.
Keeps bringing the action.
Well,
I don't know. I don't know. I just know that there's
Layla,
yeah,
Tamina, Natty, Beth,
Marie. Oh, wait.
No.
Melina? Oh, wait.
No.
Michelle McCool?
No, wait. Kelly Kelly? No, wait.
No, they do have Kelly Kelly.
No, they don't.
No?
What? No.
What?
It's gone. What do you mean? Leave of absence.
Oh, when did that happen?
This week.
Yeah.
Seriously, yeah.
For what?
She's burnt out. She's gonna go do movies or something for a while.
Is her contract up?
No, she's still under contract, but she's not going to be around.
So far, the homecoming for Keith Mitchell working out better.
We lost the Bella.
You have Karma, I guess. Technically, we will.
They gotta bring Karma back.
Yeah. But that's it, right? I mean, like,
there's gotta be more on that.
Who's the other?
You have the two dancers for the Funkasaurus.
Yeah.
Of course, I guess they're also exclusive to SmackDown now.
That's right. Although Funkasaurus was taken over for R-Truth, who's hurt. And tag title defenses.
Oh, shit. You really?
Yeah. The curse of Kofi.
Yeah.
You know what I was... When I was doing my my latest vlog with the belt, I was putting that together, I counted, they have 10 guys under 215 pounds.
You kidding me?
No, on the WWE.com roster, and he's later who's 216, so that's easy enough to just work.
Hold on, let me think of, you got Tyson,
yeah,
Brian, Sin Cara,
yeah.
Rey Mysterio,
yeah.
I think Daniel Bryan,
yeah, you did, man.
series now. I'm up at these groups.
CM Punk's 218, right?
Right. I didn't even count the Usos, but I didn't look them up either.
I think they gotta be more.
They might be, yeah, they probably are.
Justin Gabriel. Okay, yeah.
Five.
The fuck was that?
I'm not quite sure.
Did not quit.
And Dale enjoying it.
Trent Beretta is 6.
Oh, I thought he was more heavier than that. Okay.
No.
And the necktie neck breaker took her straight down to the canvas.
I'm trying to think of,
He's hurting right there. See,
is there anybody else?
Kunico?
Kunico is Kunico?
Yeah,
it is,
yeah. Kevin for Kunico.
Anybody else from NXT or anything?
No, I don't think it was. Yoshitatsu.
Oh, okay, yeah, Yoshitatsu.
I don't think I counted Primo and Epico either.
Oh, yeah, Primo and Epico both are.
Yeah, but I didn't count those in the 10, because I was figuring they'd go to tag, they'd stay as a tag.
Yeah. Kofi's like 222.
Kofi, that's right. And Dolph Ziggler.
Really? Kofi
and Dolph are both under 215.
Really?
Yeah.
Kofi and Dolph are less than, I think
Dolph's like 212 or something, and Kofi was like 214 or something, just under. Well, I think it was 215, Kofi. But anyway, Kofi and Dolph, yeah, so that was 10.
Oh, yeah.
And now it looks like, let's count on the challenger.
That kind of came out of nowhere.
Not a surprise.
No. Kind of needed to do that, actually. I'll get Tina to see.
I'm still trying to think of who else they got. They got to have more women wrestlers. We've named, what, 5, 7?
What did we say? We said Tamina, Natty, Beth, Layla, Karma.
The two dancers.
Well, we said the two dancers. Okay, so we're up to 7.
Dean Torres.
Okay, yeah, that's 8.
Rosa Mendez.
Okay, if you want to get on her, that's 9.
That is?
Huge congratulations. How does it feel to win the championship in your home state of Texas?
Of Texas.
Thank you. I'm really honestly, I really never thought I'd be here. I really didn't. I've overcome so many obstacles and the best wrestling roster there is out here. And every stereotype, and there's only one word to describe it. It's truly epic. And the win of my home state. One more thing. God bless Texas!
You know what, I'll give them this. They're doing a lot more to try to make their titles feel important than WWE does.
Yeah. I thought what you were going to say, one more thing. To the Hooters in Kissimmee, I quit.
Yeah, she still works at Hooters, doesn't she?
Yes, she did. I don't know if she still does.
Staying inducted into the TNA Hall of Fame, the first one to do so, and it's going to be a wild night yet to come tonight.
She has the proper access.
On Twitter right now.
Oh, nice. I love it. Blair is the best.
Do you know who I am?
I like that they still have a cord on their microphone.
And do you know where I'm from?
Hell's Kitchen.
That's right. I'm from God's country, New York. Helping you right where I want you. Joseph Park, I got you right where I freaking want you. In the middle of a wrestling ring. But make no mistake, lawyer boy, there will be no wrestling going on. What I do to you tonight will be an all-out assault. And just in case you forgot, I got the contract that you signed right here. If I break your leg, I ain't gonna be held responsible. If I snap your arm, I ain't gonna be held responsible. If I poke out one of your eyes, I ain't gonna be responsible. Anything goes.
Anything. Oh, he's playing on the New York accent.
Well, maybe I was wrong. Maybe I didn't leave Abyss for dead. But if Abyss shows up tonight, I swear to God, I will not be wrong twice.
Don't be swear to me.
That's what my brother is.
You got an excellent shirt on. I'd buy that shirt.
Yeah.
I think they even improved their website so the shirts look like they're ironed now.
Do they?
I think TNA's really moving forward now.
Yeah, moving, you know.
Now, the production value is really picking up.
Ten
fucking years.
Man.
I didn't think it'd last 10 months.
Well, yeah, you know what? I've heard that.
Why don't you go
that way?
You're
saying 10 months? Yeah. Huh. We should use that.
He looks less nerdy as the weeks go by.
He does look less nerdy as the weeks go by, but I still like how he acts like he doesn't know how to even get in the ring.
Yes.
You're getting too close to the fire. Back off before you get burned. You're getting too close to the fire. You're that fire, aren't you? You're the fire, aren't you?
Counselor, I'd like to change my plea. I would like to enter a plea of guilty of leaving your brother Abyss for dead.
Yet he showed up once already.
You're nothing but a coward.
What, on the video? No, like, you showed up in the video there, but he showed up in person there when he said he's too close to the fire. So clearly he wasn't dead. He's never been in better shape, though. Oh, fully right?
Yeah.
We're deep on, for that matter. But yeah.
And this was a great segment, too.
Five? Oh, yeah. The look on Bully Ray's face is perfect.
Well, even the way
that... Oh, yeah, his business delivery is perfect.
No, but even the way the video and the way that Joseph Parker had to wait, right?
Front.
And didn't step on each other or whatever?
Yeah, that's
fucking funny.
That's one thing that bugs me, is how all their music sounds like they're just their WWE music.
Well, the thing is, though, that Bucky is 10. I don't know. That being part of his trademark, so I don't mind.
Mother Trucking City?
Yeah.
He was going to say, I didn't remember where he was.
Yeah. It's something he said once.
I got sure. Hardcore 5150? Isn't 5150 mean homicide or something like that? Or no, wait, that's 27, isn't it?
Yeah.
But 5150 though, that's what they were, that's what homicide was using in when it was with LAX.
That was the 187.
Oh, nice. No, that was ROH with 187. I mean, they were using Conan and stuff, they were using, saying something 5150, it means something.
Yeah, it does mean something.
Nice.
Well, why wouldn't he be?
He
does. It's amazing, this guy wore a mask for so long.
That's so long.
The tough position that Joseph Parker put himself in.
Yeah, this is definitely not a,
That is, body armor there. Yeah, he's like...
Not a big guy with a
Travis Gray. That is awesome. There's a hot chick there in the front.
There's a hot chick. She's a MILF.
She is. She's a Sting fan, though.
Well, her kid is. Still something. Her kid's a Jeff Hardy fan, I think.
That's so rangeless. Yeah. Crowd really into this.
Bully Ray knows how to get heat, man.
Bully Ray knows how to get heat. Yeah.
Let's go Ranger.
Yankee stuff. Wow. What's the biggest wrestling you need?
Chad said this is Joseph Park's second match. His first match was with the World.
Yeah, nice.
Let the beatings begin.
Let the beatings begin. Go ahead, Emily.
This one got to the point in his life.
He's Joseph Park. Oh, he has to take off his glasses.
What can happen on Mike? He took off his glasses.
You'll be able to see. Think about the eye test?
I don't know. What happens if I took your glasses off you?
Did you just memorize it? Just memorize the eye test? No, you didn't.
I don't know. I don't need glasses.
Isn't that Alvarez did for his commission thing? He memorized the bottom line of the eye chart?
I think everybody would be able to do that. Sounds easy enough.
Yeah. You mean if Brian can do it?
Yeah, basically. We probably had an earpiece on, somebody getting on it.
Man, Joseph Park is not very good.
That's the gimmick though, right? Bully Ray is awesome.
He is.
Both these guys are. They have great chemistry. And
he totally looks like Brendan Fraser, though.
Oh, he does. Looks like a fat Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, it's like if you and Brendan Fraser fucked.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another dead squirrel. Joseph needs to be a star.
He is a star. What are you talking about?
Not to be a... This is perfect.
Just one move, the crowd explodes.
Well, of course. Look at this beat.
It jumped it off to mean something.
This is perfect. This isn't a catch-as-catch-can. Classic. But...
Heard the reaction of the crowd. Turned momentarily away from the bully. He's got the drop. Going up.
Lamb to
score
right now. Go lie down.
This matchup
is going
to be the worst.
Sleeps all goddamn day.
Here. We're at that point of the match. And this thing could get very ugly very quickly.
I was expecting a lot of plunder here. I'm not sure if that's happening now.
Not a lot of plunder.
They don't really have a plunder match here, so.
Oh, New York sucks.
I thought it was you still sucks.
I thought it was Russo sucks at first.
Oh, they'd be accurate. Yeah.
New York sucks, man.
I don't know that we need
the
fuel
for the
play anymore.
New York didn't always suck.
No? One day not suck.
You know, it's, I don't know. They used to be good when they had their downtown. There used to be 52 buildings down there. Now there's only 50.
Not convinced he knows how to swim that
thing. Hadn't heard that.
Really?
Huh. I think Akeem had something to do with it.
The boss man.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
That guy wearing an Ultimate Warrior t-shirt in front of him? No, Kiyoshi is the greatest man alive.
Is he?
Not the greatest man to ever live.
No, no, that's a double.
Man. It's a good sport, eh, for a non-wrestler to take a shot like that. As long as we don't get one to the head, I'm okay with it.
I don't think we'll see that anymore. I think that enough has come out of the clear.
It's 50 in our eyes.
Yeah.
Even though they apparently banned it there, too, you still see it. I don't know. You could still see it here.
You could. I look at the water bottle has been the big thing to hit people to the head with, eh?
Yeah.
Check out fluorescent light tubes. It's just, you know, makes a big thing.
It used to be the bottle of beer, right? The plastic cup of beer.
Yeah.
Finally used.
Same thing, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Just makes a big scene, but doesn't actually hurt, right? And it stays just apart. The only thing holding him up is the
fire brand. This
is
Bobby,
defenseless. What's the guardrails for? Not knowing that he's even the fighter. Keep it still, there's no...
Holy right.
Did he do that at on Impact, too?
Maybe, I can't remember. This is your story, Nash, right? Because there's no wrestling, there's nothing going on.
He's parking up!
The action stuff.
He's parking up!
But they're working the crowd. And the crowd's into him.
Oh, of course!
It's totally helping up.
It looks like you, actually.
Oh, he's not that good looking. Anyway. She can't avoid him. Maybe not the greatest technique, Cal. That was cool enough. That
was awful. Road kick? So thanks for the offense of Joseph Park. Bronx kick. Oh, he's moving the Wolfpack.
Nice. Oh, Kevin Nash.
Joseph Park's a better worker. Oh, yeah, here's the table, right?
Oh, shit. I was thinking about that, about doing a better work with two guys who aren't good workers. I was trying to think of who to match Kevin Nash with.
Joseph Park?
Much better worker.
Great quality.
Yeah. Even Nash isn't that bad.
That's true.
Table action is going right. This won't burst in regards to using a table, so.
That
he is. Now, shut up with the ECW bullshit.
Things
up right there, Bully Ray. Got some bands in Texas lined up, my friend. Where? This is such an entertaining shitty match.
I was going to say, I'm very entertained by this, though. Dana, what about that through the head?
Yeah, I don't know. How much do those things really hurt?
I don't know.
You never did that gimmick where you hit me with the chair.
No. We both wanted to.
Still may happen.
Yeah. Not even as an experiment. This might happen one day. Oh, no.
He's just
wrapped up with the
audience. Inexperience.
He's like a little kid that sees a bunch of bright lights and he gets
distracted.
And he's a
winner.
Oh, Foxy went out of the ring.
Oh, no. Oh, so who comes
I believe Joseph Park will not be coming out. I believe someone else may make an appearance to a massive pop because it built it up perfect. That's a pretty quick fucking change.
Well, he's just got the, we haven't even seen that it's him, though, right?
Oh, my God, Billy, come around. He's a Stan Hansen, can't help you now. Holy, you know what? Oh, my God.
We haven't seen that it's actually Abyss, though, right?
You're right. They never showed his face or what's going on there. I don't think that was actually...
No, that wasn't a quick change. That was just...
Abyss protecting his little brother.
Yeah, that wasn't him.
No, of course not. I knew that as soon as he... From the second they didn't let him...
Who the fuck did they get to play it?
Well, I didn't... I mean, the fact is, you got a hoodie on, you got a coat and a trench. Like,
yeah, you got a dark side.
You can just have a coat. I mean, Crimson could have done it.
Nah, he's too wide still.
No, you put fucking sweater over, you can layer them up and, yeah. That's not tough to do.
Anything goes, it's all legal. But anything goes and anything went to this one. Especially your big brother, the monster bitch, showed up. Chokeslam
your
opponent
for a
table.
Chokeslam
Park
pulling
out.
Well, he does have music, okay.
That's awesome. What happened?
Fuck, that guy's awesome. I don't want a bitch to come back. There's no Chokeslam Park to learn how to work. Actually, I don't want Chokeslam Park to learn how to work,
is it? No, you want to be what he is. What did Abyss debut in TNA in 2003? He was there almost in the game, right?
It was Nashville still. Abyss come in as Kid Cash's bodyguard.
Yeah, 2003, 2004.
2003, I want to say. Yeah, maybe 4.
He's been there a long time. He had early matches with AJ Styles. It was like AJ Styles' first world title reign. He was defending against in Nashville. Defending against Abyss and some good matches and shit.
Unbelievable win as we send it to the back and JBK.
To the back?
Thank you very much, Mike Lang, and has yet to come tonight. The World Heavyweight Championship will be decided in the main events. My guest at this time.
Oh, she'll be coming many times.
World Heavyweight Champion in TNA Wrestling History. Bobby Roode, tonight you are set to face Sting.
You know, when they showed in the highlight package, him beating up Sting with the cunt down there going, I like this haircut better. He had the big, like a giant fro thing going on. I'm like, that looks awful. Like, that's not your champion.
Hall of Fame. Well, the fact of the matter is, the only thing people should be celebrating...
He and Hogan were pretty funny.
...is me.
He and Hogan were pretty funny.
Because without Bobby Roode, without the It Factor of professional wrestling, there would be...
He's the It Factor.
...no TNA Impact Wrestling.
...of professional wrestling.
I'm the most dominant...
Instant classic is on the backstage.
...world heavyweight champion in the history of this company.
The asshole of attitude is on the couch with the Crown Prince of Charisma.
I am the best.
I love it.
...of the best.
Yeah, Willie's in the corner.
Oh. Hey, Willie. Oh, you haven't thrown up again for a while. That's good.
I know it was a big surprise, but I don't give a crap.
Oh, he doesn't give a
because
crap.
Because tonight, Sting, the only thing that people are going to remember is when I end your career.
And so it wasn't him with that bag.
My world heavyweight.
It was Randy Orton.
Randy Orton.
Yes. Yes, they come tonight, your main event. Amy Weber versus Sting. Let's go back to the arena.
Oh, please. Dude, have we seen the number one?
Well, it's also Shawn Michaels. Oh, somebody has. Also, somebody with the click and Sonny did that too, right?
Yeah, didn't it? Wasn't Xbox the guy that was the
one that's sitting there?
Yeah, I thought Xbox did all that stuff because he was their wacky.
I thought he was such a crazy
old kid. It'd be funny.
Here is
that
man.
I'm wondering what the hell is that here.
Do you know now it's Christian is his friend?
Yo, Kurt Hulk, you know me. Think if the Hall of Fame are getting enough rings.
Did Russo go in?
All right, guys,
Russo goes in the Hall of Fame.
It's Slammiversary, brothers.
Oh, there is.
You know what, dude?
You know, guys, I promised you no surprises tonight. And I got one more surprise for you.
Oh, dude.
Oh,
he's doing the Christian thing.
I want everybody in here to give it up for Christian Cage.
I'm surprised.
This is really weird.
It's just so weird that...
This is really weird. You never saw this in WCW or WWF. Hell.
No.
I'm
going
to save some of my comments for an actual recording. Right, well, I'm going to go on after.
Right, but
not to the reaction that I expected. I wonder if the crowd wonder what's going on.
I am.
What really is?
I wonder if they'd be calling Smash and Burns this time without being cool.
I know, but I forgot it was just Titan Tron or whatever you call it. But I wonder if they could call it. So he's still under it, because they couldn't call him that before. It was trademarked. But
well, still, we call himself Litter Pretty Close. No, yeah, he's a WWF guy.
We call himself. This is weird. And a shitty decision.
Oh, I don't think it matters. A year from now, we can even remember this happened. Welcome back.
At least it'll be the first time you've had a line to say what it wasn't scripted for him since the Hall of Fame.
Well, how do you know? This would be interesting, though, because he doesn't want to be here.
No. Exactly.
So can you get the question that I've been asked the most this week?
When are you going to beat Cody Rhodes?
Are the rumors true? Is what we're hearing true? Will you be appearing at Slammiversary this Sunday?
Well, we'll keep us in suspense.
We'll drink it in.
I love the yes. This is the guy with the yes shirt.
Who would have fucking, huh? Christian Cage standing right here in a TNA ring.
Again.
And you know, it seems... One. Two. Three.
Well, we have physical confrontation here.
There's a few more quarters in here. I guess what I'm trying to say is this. Even though the ring might have changed, the venues might change, even some of the faces that walk down this aisle, step to these ropes into this ring, compete, might have changed. The one thing that hasn't changed is you, the fans.
The TNA universe?
Will it be a physical? Will he be involved physically with anybody?
TNA no. To be in existence for 10 years and beyond. Do you know what I say? I think you should all stand up and give yourselves a round of applause right now. Even if you're sitting at home on your couch, stand up, give yourself a round of applause.
All right, I'm pulling a barrier all the way.
That's just because you can't stand up.
Ah, oh, I'm lazy. And Pat, I was waiting for it.
And speaking of
I'm sorry,
friends,
what?
You voted for your top 10 moments in TNA history. And I've been asked here tonight, and it's my privilege to present to you the number one moment in TNA history. Roll it.
The
think it's R-Truth winning the title?
Ken Shamrock winning the title.
Oh, yeah. Everybody loves Ken Shamrock.
His return to wrestling with him and Christian Cage is a tag team against
Jeff Jarrett and AJ? No, Monty Brown.
Monty Brown, that's it.
Oh, that was Sting's debut, basically.
His re-debut, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
He started in 2006.
Lindsay
Austin
was
distracted
from
the storm.
And that ends Christian.
If you could have had Christian in that spot or Mick Foley in that spot, who would you have won?
Christian. Mick Foley didn't do the proper role.
Isn't it Christian?
Well, no, Christian got pushed because he
was... I make an argument, Christian. Mick Foley's fine there with this. That's good. Even if you ever get involved
in any other matches ever again, I'd still rather bet Christian. You
made a mistake. Foley's still... I don't know if he's more relevant. Don't say your name, he's probably not more relevant.
No, that's what I mean. Like, I just think Christian is... more has had more recent name recognition, right? So if you're looking for a quick hit, one time shot, right? And then there's
Catch. We showed you pictures. We showed you video. But you still don't believe us. I'll feed you. We have proof positive of the sword.
Between AJ and Dixie Carter, straight from the mountains. Social search. Turn this fucking thing off. You cunt.
Surge. Uh-oh.
What, like the back of a Volkswagen? Phenomenal AJ Styles and the Olympic gold medalist Kurt Angle take on Kazarian and Christopher Daniels for the TNA World Tag Team Championship. That's
live, Arlington, Texas. Slammiversary World Tag Team title matches next.
Next tonight, hopefully.
And you're coming. It's the big brother contest for Pennsylvania. We know what it's all about. Unique situation. That's brought together. Tonight for tag team goals.
If they did a chant like that, that'd be awesome. Like, you fuck 50 chant? That'd be fantastic. I like music the AJ used to have better.
I don't remember what it was.
You are. I got a drink, yes. Yeah.
I have a problem.
Nah, I'm good. You wouldn't want to drink before we record a show.
Fuck no. You have to be cool of mind.
You would never be that unprofessional.
Fuck no.
That's nice.
This was
very nice.
That was a drop kick there. Jim Brunzel-esque.
So Randall hasn't had a lot of face time. No interviews, no nothing.
Wait, really? He's training for the Olympics.
I think that might be over.
Oh,
that's cool.
That's all right.
That's cool, man.
The best in the world is in 2 weeks.
Oh, that's the one you get free, right?
Yeah. Sunday, June 24th.
And next week there's No Way Out for the Call to Father's Day.
Yeah, so we might have to watch No Way Out on delay.
Gotcha.
Record after.
So we'll figure something out.
Yeah.
Or just record the night before and do a preview.
That's true.
Watch it later.
Yeah, and then just do a Best in the World and No Way Out show.
Yeah.
Shit right across the face.
Oh, you know those guys at Whipping Boy?
Yeah.
You mentioned that, and I put the link up on our site and stuff for them, and mentioned how he's doing this, how he's been wrestling balls and stuff.
Yeah.
I think they decided to shut it down this week.
Did they?
Really? Yeah.
Huh. How come? Just in general?
Yeah, just, yeah. Yeah, they're just calling it a day for some reason. I'm not sure why.
Huh. Well, that's too bad. Yeah. If the guy wants to write on our site.
Maybe he'll want to do some blogs on our site, or maybe Curtis don't want to come on.
Yeah. Is his name Simon? Is that the guy?
Yeah, that's what Simon says.
Yeah. If he does that, he can't come on our site.
Yeah.
fuck
you, Simon.
That's a Moses.
Oh, daddy.
Oh, yeah. No, I would have called it. We're actually a limey.
Has he got, like, a sting? Did he steal his clothes from Sting there, or...
Who, Simon?
No.
Oh.
Fucking Daniel.
Remember when he was going to feud with Sting, and he had that thing on his face? His symbol was painted over his eye?
Yeah, I remember.
And then Sting wouldn't put him over? Let's put Sting in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, no shit, huh? Well, how many people has Sting put over since he's been there? Can you name one? Actually, can you name one person in Sting's career that he's put over? As a main eventer, pretty much for 20 plus years.
Luger?
I don't think he really put him over.
Best friend? Okay. No, not really. No, nobody actually. Nobody stands out.
I can't think of one guy he's put over.
Hmm?
I can't think of one.
No, because in TNA, who's he fought in TNA?
He did lose clean to AJ in a match when AJ had the belt there.
Okay.
Last year, I think.
Okay. No, I'm just trying to think of like because he's fought like Angle and Christian and Jeff Jarrett, and like he's never really. I mean, then he had that thing with Daniels, but he
squished him, right? So,
yeah.
They so wanted not squished him, but it was a one and done, right?
So. Yeah.
Okay, well, this is slow.
As a career, I don't think he's ever really put anybody over. Maybe that match with AJ might be the only one I can think of.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't think of, like, I mean... Did he fight Jeff Hardy?
Fuck Jeff Hardy. Jeff Hardy showed up and nothing
different. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right, that's right. There you go, see?
And you just take advantage of that as well as AJ has been severely weakened.
How could I forget that?
How could you forget that? Well, Jeff Hardy forgot that.
That's true, that's true.
Too fucked up to remember.
So it's Dean and Richard, world's greatest tag team, against All Night Express. Finley against Michael Elgin.
That'll be the rubber match.
Yeah. Roderick Strong against Jay Lethal against Tommaso Ciampa. Eddie Edwards against Homicide. Adam Cole against Kyle O'Reilly. Also signed to appear, Briscoe's, Carino, and the Prodigy with Maria.
You know, I gotta say, considering all the talent they've lost over the last 5 years, they've done a very good job replacing it, haven't they?
ROH?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So apparently they were going to put Storm. Storm is because they were going to be him and Venom were going to be on.
They were also going to have a rubber match.
And they still are, just it's going to be on their TV show instead of the, because he's, Storm is spending Chavo here.
Oh, really?
On the Friday, I think it is.
Oh, really? Okay. Are we going to try and go to that and handle Chavo?
Yes.
And we have seen zero offense from AJ Styles ever since he was hung up in the corner.
Kurt must actually be hurt.
Nah, but I mean, could we... well, that's why he had to drop into the Olympics, remember?
Oh, my mistake.
Yeah. Could we,
that's the first move of the match he did.
Did it?
Break off the pin.
There you go. You think AJ Styles and Randy Couture are going to win?
He doesn't look like Randy Couture to me there.
The pistons for AJ to get back over and tag in Curtis.
Looks old, but he doesn't look like Randy
Couture. He's got too hot, he's in the front row there defending that British crowd, British flag.
Yeah? Seriously?
Straight ahead. If you look, when they go straight on.
To the left there?
Oh, he's behind, see?
Oh yeah, you're right.
He was just there because he thought he was going into the Hall of Fame.
Well, too cool, Brian Christopher's still on his way. He was walking.
He was in TNA.
I stopped and rest a few times.
He was in TNA. Brian, well, it was like, there were three of them. Three second generation guys. It was like him, Brian, he was Brian Waller. He was with Eric Watts, and then there was another guy. I don't remember who it was.
Obviously, I don't either.
It was like during their weekly pay-per-view. Oh, nice.
Oh, maybe he's not hurt. He's thicker again, eh?
Yeah, he is. Well, the Olympics are over. He doesn't have to be steroid tested anymore.
I'm talking about, he's preparing for it. Oh, yeah, I know. The Olympics are over. He doesn't have to be steroid tested. He's just working for TNA.
Yes. Exactly.
And that also means he could go and work for WWE.
Oh, wait. Oh, wait.
Fucking Ryback.
Even they like Ryback.
Oh, good point. There we go. That's cool. He is looking old.
Yeah, he is. Well, he is old. My suplex hat? Nice. But I mean, you gotta figure, like, 96.
Never saw it.
It was almost 20 years ago.
know,
16 years.
He's like 40. I don't think he's older than 40. I'm not sure he's older than Christopher Daniel.
No, that's true. But the road has owned him.
The road has fucking owned him.
It's like I was watching the funniest moments thing. It was like on the same thing as the Boopers Body Slams thing. And it was like just a YouTube compilation. And I had to stop. It wasn't really all that funny. But one of the things it was is John Cena was looking for, I think he was looking for Kurt, actually.
Yeah.
And he opens the door and he finds the boogeyman.
Oh, yeah.
Does he give you an idea of how long ago it was?
Yeah.
John Cena looked fucking young.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like 6 years ago.
The road's on that guy.
Yeah.
Well, that guy manages to actually, unlike, like, kind of like Hulk Hogan used to, and wrestle in Japan, or 400 days a year.
Mm. Well, I mean, it owns you because you work 400 days a year, and you still have to be at home to take care of your wife and family, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Hard on John.
Yeah, it's hard on John.
You know, he's going to oversee the improvements to his house. Make sure all the payments are being made.
Yeah.
Mmm.
Well, if you don't, stuff like that can mess with your marriage.
It really can. It really can fuck you up.
Yeah.
People in suplex. What about a head and arm tag suplex? And then slingshots in. I do like bald cats, you're right.
And then you can go on, like, the Today Show and be interviewed by Kathleen Gifford, and she can ask him about how he keeps a happy marriage when they're going through a divorce. Like, she asked, did you hear about that? She asked Martin Short. She's like, Martin Short was on fucking Today Show with Kathleen Gifford, and she's
why?
I don't know, he's promoting, I don't know what he's promoting or whatever.
Yes.
Whatever, he's on there, and,
Clifford?
What's that?
Arthur 3?
I have no idea, but anyway, he's on there, and she's like, and you and your wife, how is it that you're still,
you sure
it
wasn't just a
how many years, man? How many years of you and your wife being married? He goes, 36, and she goes, and you're still in love, and you're still happy. How come? And he goes, oh, because I'm cute. Then afterwards, when he's done, he goes up to her, the interview's over, he goes out, and he goes, just so you know, my wife died from cancer a year and a half ago. And she's asking him about his wife and how their marriage is so happy, and I'm like, what a fucking idiot.
Well, no, that's the reason. We never argue.
The key to a successful marriage is have one of them dead. Now we understand the psychology behind Chris Benoit.
Did you say the chemo? What? You said the chemo.
The chemo.
Well, you're a mo. As I said, did you say the key?
The chemo. Oh, these iVolume recordings, you're going to get us in so much fucking trouble someday. But hey, my new blog, Bigger Douche, didn't do it.
Yes. Oh, there we go. And she goes, biscuit, perfect
counter by Daniels, who takes it up into the air, starts to sprint. Yeah, I mean.
Nice.
When they release over Ted Sherman.
Wow. Just like World War II.
Ha! Release overhead German?
Yeah. Pele, there you are. And there he misses with the clothesline, but AJ connects with the Pele. Now he wants to be tagged in.
Yeah,
he's
been
fucking
sense.
Double noise to do his, what's he doing? What the
fuck? A weird frog splash?
It wasn't even a frog, he just splashed. And
I don't know, I kind of tried to do some light stuff. Oh, haven't seen the shooting style prep in a long time.
Or as Pat calls it, a freaking gator. I want to nickname the friggin' Gainer. And his opponent, the friggin' Gainer! What happened to the flux capacitor?
I'll fuck him on later.
Thank you. He's got it. Oh, shit!
I didn't expect that. I thought they would hold off the belt to continue the storyline.
We're 60 and third.
Thank you for God.
For your tag team champion, Kurt Angle! And
hey. What? Maybe you can fuck Angle. Have you seen? Speaking of Sid. Have you seen the thing with Sid Goldberg? Where Goldberg, like, compacts his car and leaves it in the parking spot? Is this like,
no! Why me? Goldberg! Why me?
Oh, that's awesome. That's looking hilarious. Your blog no longer do I put on the board. There's actually a lot of good points both ways for Warrior or Sid.
Well, that's the thing. It's a close fight. They're both massive deuces.
The last part I saw was somebody indicated you needed a spell checker. Somebody indicated you needed a spell checker.
No.
And then the next.
No, it's not that I need a spell checker, it's not Canadian. My spell works correctly.
Oh, yeah. The Queen's English. That's the Queen's English.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the, asshole. But the best part was, the next part was, spelling don't make the world work.
Yeah.
But see, he lasted pretty good, and then, yeah, eventually passed. But that's alright. I was expecting so close to the ropes there. But then I can make this,
yeah.
Good, right?
I thought he was actually going to get to the ropes.
So. It was, like, right there. So that was, yeah. Very good crowd. They're shooting this crowd really well.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously don't know how many people are there, but they're regardless, they're doing really well.
Honestly, I saw many nitros that looked exactly this big.
You think that may be a sign
yeah.
of things to come? We're talking about Sting.
Is this pay-per-view from the Mall of America?
Sting. Re-energized upon his retreat. We saw the Lumberjack Man. The short hair, he was staying down a first member of the TNA Hall of Fame ever. Just imagine the motivation, the adrenaline running through Sting right now.
What is that guy holding up four for?
Right
where?
No, he's holding up with two hands, a one and a three. Like 13.
Chad,
four.
One and three is Chad, 13, right?
Was it?
That was Chad's number when he came to WWE.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hall of Famer.
This is the video they were showing on the pre-show. It's really good.
Really?
Yeah. No, it is. It's like, I don't know if it's WWE quality, but it's... I think this is the one where they show, well, this might just be for these two.
This thing's gonna find out. And I think he came back for the wrong reasons. He should have stayed away. At Slammiversary, I'm going to prove again why I am the greatest champion in the history of this company. I'd be happy to end his career. I mean, I thought I did it a couple months ago, but obviously he hadn't had enough. At Slammiversary, I'm going to end his career once again.
The Icon Sting, in my opinion, wrestling's biggest star today.
I love Sting. This thing's going to hit.
He's back in official. Hulk Hogan! Bullshit!
Of the week,
Chris Benoit?
Oh.
constantly tell me.
Yeah, you were going to die in my hand.
I tell you, there was not a single spell mistake when I ran it through spell checker.
Because you're being very defensive.
Because I'm Canadian!
It's all working out.
The only thing I went in and did was you hyphenated for some reason Eddie Guerrero.
Oh, you know what? It's probably because I took, remember I spelled Guerrero, so I took that from some website and it
copied and pasted it. It was hyphenated, so I unhyphenated it when I read the blog. I was like, oh, yeah. But other than that, I didn't change anything else.
Well, this is nothing needs to be changed. And there probably actually isn't any spelling error. They're probably just stupid because they're fucking trolls. Fuck you, Crumbly. Fucking idiot.
Is it who was? I don't even know.
I don't know if he's the one who made that comment, but he made some comment that pissed me off. He's a douchebag.
Is he from Ohio?
He wishes he could write something that good. Or do anything as good as me. Crown Prince of Charisma, motherfucker.
What ego. And I'm the one drinking.
I had a couple of those with banana vodka
for me. Oh, that's right. Have you seen the new WWE title yet?
Is it actually? I have. It's not their actual new title, is it? I thought it was a
work?
Not a work. What do you call it? Yeah, a rip. A rip.
I don't know. Raw 1000, apparently.
What did they look at their size with that?
I don't know.
Hey, what, man?
262-40, 6'1",
228.
6'2", 6'1", 240, 228. Wow. You know when they do a Pittsburgh Steelers game and Ben Roethlisberger is the quarterback? They do the tail of the rape. Or during each Raider match. You know, I thought the first inductee in the TNA Hall of Fame should be Braden Walker. Because then when he gets in, no one else would sit.
But look what D-Lo is. D-Lo is looking for time.
Yes. IRS. Or as Bret Hart said, Mike Retardo.
Awesome.
Danny Slivey, Mike Retardo. We are going to beat you.
That's awesome.
Oh, don't tell me.
Tell me what?
It would be great. It's Sting. You better not wrestle in the t-shirt.
No, he better, because I saw what kind of shape he looks like he's in. He doesn't even look like he's working out really anymore. Of course, he is 50-something, right? Is he 51?
Yeah, even that makeup looks...
Yeah. It's like the insane icon thing, but it's not...
I like the insane icon.
I did for a little while. It's very short.
I don't know. I mean, he went away and come back. I mean, he doesn't come around. I don't think you have to key, like, you don't key in on that character being insane.
Well, they aren't.
No, I know, but keep the look. And they haven't been, that's not the look. This is nice.
Is that Terry Taylor girl?
No, that's just him.
Sure?
Did the belt on over top of it?
Yeah.
He's just gonna be too skinny for the belt to go. That's the champion's entrance right there.
Yeah.
He
you can see why. I remember hearing the rumblings in like 2005, 2006, when WWE really wanted him. Yeah, like when his contract was coming up, and it was right before his singles push, he did the whole manager thing, and his contract was coming up, and WWE was been a bit of a, like, not a...
I know that they did want him at some point, yeah. I wasn't sure what it was.
You kind of see it. I never really saw it before. Like, I thought, oh, okay, he's alright. But... that's cool too.
Yep. Isn't the best looking belt right now actually in the sport?
No. The Intercontinental title, right? Because it's from 1987.
Well, it's got that white now. It's that white background on Christian.
Fine, it's from 1993 when Shawn Michaels had it. Same belt, though. Why didn't we see it tonight?
But do you think that
is... that's the other reason Christian over Mick Foley. You have a current WWE champion.
Yeah, but they negotiated until he wasn't.
I know, it's just kind of crazy, eh? That shows you how much time to be given for.
Yeah.
Introducing first of all, standing in front of Tremendous, he weighed in this morning at 240 pounds, and comes to us from Venice Beach, California. He will be the first inductee in the TNA Hall of Fame.
He's just that old. He's throwing balls.
Well, he's going in the fucking Hall of Fame.
Oh, he's got the singlets. He's not wearing a shirt. I wonder if AJ will go in the Hall of Fame this year.
And now, introducing and standing in the corner to my right.
That's great show.
Shut the rap.
From Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
He's a heel.
It's the current reigning and opening TNA Heavyweight Champion of the World.
We got about 15 minutes for this match. That's not right. You better not lose it. No, I'm not sure.
I'm not sure at this point either, to be honest.
But they do it with Sting. Never.
I think I watch his Botchamania. He does this thing in the crowd there. Bobby, because every time he has a title thing, and Jeremy Borash introduced him, he's Bobby Roode.
Well, Sting is obviously
ready. When I was at the gas station buying the chips there, when I was leaving, the guy working there told me to have a rude day.
Really?
Really?
Oh.
Have yourself a rude day.
He was wearing a red shirt, right? He's all Hogan fan.
Yeah.
Red and yellow, bro.
Yeah. I wasn't sure if you tell me to have a good day or a rude day. Have a rude day.
Well, is that what you would rude used to say? A rude day. It's a good day. It's not a bad thing. Yeah, it's a good thing. A good thing.
If he already has it.
Oh, see? This main event has put my dog to sleep. Look at that fat chick.
Look at that fat chick. Is mom there?
Does that make you, Mike, awesome?
Nice. Fat chick villa.
See, that's the irony, because of the two of us, I'm the one that's well hung.
So your mother's Welsh and your father's Hungarian?
Exactly. Dom. Wunderbar.
This will be the greatest live commentary ever.
I hope the audio quality is good. It's better than that. Second one was there than the first one, right?
So yeah, the Aquas.
Champion almost using the referee Black Hammer as a shield right there.
Never noticed that. They got the direct insurance thing on the apron there, right?
Oh, did they?
Yeah, so the TNA.
You know what else I just noticed? We haven't had this audio quality, or the audio sound drop out.
No, that's just the very, very beginning, eh?
Yeah.
It's good. I wonder, I don't know if everybody had that, or was that, we were just the lucky ones, but yeah, it's good.
Oh, the scorpion right here in the opening minutes?
Yeah, nobody thought it.
Nobody thought he was dead in there.
Nobody even thought he was going for it.
That was get inside. The
mom
of the world champ at the challenger. There's a scorpion that early up. Barnwell comes into play. And Sting bounces through that to steal.
You know, honestly, it is kind of, it would have been nice had I been the, had I been in charge. I mean, you do 10 years of TNA. It really honestly should have been a situation where you throw Jeff Jarrett out there once, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean.
Well, that's why, I mean.
I didn't think he'd be going in the Hall of Fame, although
he's... But what if he's the guy to announce that spot instead of Christian? Or to announce the first Hall of Fame member instead of Dixon? That way you know it's not going to be himself. Or the question could be, could the Lego Maniac make it himself?
No, you make it Sting, because Sting is overall in the history of the industry of being a star.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. But I just mean he comes out...
You're right. Jeff Jarrett, to me, is the one
guy should be announcing
that
instead of
Dixon. Instead of the cunt, you're right.
But then again, Dixie hasn't had anything on the role, on the... Nothing to do with the storyline, and Surge, and all of this stuff hasn't...
Yeah,
they haven't played any of that up. I mean, I like it. They're keeping the action in the ring.
Yeah.
A few,
holy Texas.
Things are bigger than Texas, and that woman proved it. But, I forgot what I was saying.
Remember when she teamed up with the beautiful people? It was Mickey Knuckles.
Right to the steel steps. Bobby Roode face first.
Look at that guy in the fucking orange shirt.
Yeah, that's well, I mean, it's
all about that climb out.
Is that just one person?
I don't know. That's the same color orange as my tent when I go camping.
Yes.
He asked Hulk Hogan to step in as general manager. Hogan said, only if you have my back. That's part of the deal. And then Sting has come back with this new energy.
Ooh. That was not good.
It was a great job right there.
This was the main event that I think... Text you the main event of Vintage?
I don't remember.
Dean Malenko against Shinjiro Otani?
Oh, you did text it. I didn't realize it was a man.
Yeah, for the Cruiserweight title.
Huh.
Oh, yeah, I did, because, Malenko kicked Otani in the gut, and Dusty went, he kicked him in the bed of it, he kicked him in the bed of it, and I told him. I was like, fuck, this is awesome. That alone just made it the greatest match I've ever seen. The better winner, baby. The better
winner.
Also, watching all those old, I told you I've been watching all those old prime times. Without the matches, it's just Gorilla and like, for the 2-hour show, apparently 20 to 25 minutes is just Bobby Heenan and Gorilla.
Oh, nice.
So it's like every episode, starting like 86, it's just the two of them.
Nice. And what's
it called? Primetime Wrestling.
Yeah, but what will you find out right now?
Type in Primetime Heenan or something. Just type it in. And it'll be like 25 minutes. It's anywhere from, I think, it's like 17 to 25 minutes long. And, like, you watch them in, like, I've only watched, like, 2 months worth so far. But at least 3 times a show, Gorilla says, tag team action here in the World Wrestling Federation. Hot and heavy.
Yeah. It was 1986.
Hot and heavy action here in the tag team division.
Yeah.
Just tremendous. Though.
He's still be singing now. Because now he'd be lying.
Yeah, wow.
Well,
no. Now he would be lying? Like, probably about your rose-colored glasses. They were going to, like, jobbers against S.D. Jones and Paul Roma in tag team action.
Sam Houston against Dusty Wolf. The newcomer.
Hot and heavy.
Here in the World Wrestling Federation. Quite a victory there. I didn't know that Dusty Wolf said there was like a face versus face match. I'm trying to remember what it was. He's like, it was like Scott Casey against like Lanny Poffo or something. The Poet Laureate of the World Wrestling Federation.
No way for Sting to get to a wall and get a break. He's got to try to get the vertical base.
It's 86 though, right? So it's like it all centers around the Benedict Arnold. It was Benedict Arnold, and it was the flower shop against the pit.
Oh, yeah.
It was the Bill Bay in the summer of 86.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Machine.
Oh, yeah.
Coming in from Japan, right? And then it was
from Japan.
From Japan. Well, no, but they actually said where they were from. Neither place existed. It was like from the Isle of Mukafuji or something like that. That's where Andre was from. And they interviewed Edie, right? And they're like the Super Machine. And even at one point, Ultra was like, you know, you look a lot like the Mask. No, never mind.
The Piper Machine was my favorite.
Oh, fine. But yeah, but then when they stopped caring, like it was like the Hulk Machine.
Yeah, and the Piper Machine. And
yeah. Well, didn't they have a third one that was like, wasn't Mulligan a third one?
I think it was Mulligan, yeah.
And he was like the Big Machine or something?
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. Heenan kept calling the Rougeaus Batman and Robin. The cape containers.
What kind of damage was done though?
They're turning them on.
You see the damage right there. The real favor in his lower back.
I think his mom's Bobby Kanga.
The ring again. But see what the constant.
Bobby what? Kanga. Bobby Canada, maybe. Kanga. And Rue. The Winnie the Pooh reference.
Ah. Yeah.
Cool. Oh, there's the fat chick.
What? Oh, I'm right here.
Yeah, maybe Thriller.
He's right there breaking the count so he doesn't get counted out.
Well, but if any of the two of us has had sex with Macaulay Culkin, it would be you.
Killer Charisma. You seen that YouTube video? Killer Charisma? The kid, he's like 14, he wrote this song called Jacking Off of You on Facebook.
Oh!
That'd be the funniest fucking thing.
I had seen that.
His choice during this match, using it repeatedly against Rude.
Oh, hilarious.
You see this? You still got it.
Now, you watch America's Got Talent this week?
Yeah, I was going to say. Well, what happened this week? There was a...
You see that guy?
Oh, the fucking army guy.
Yeah. Apparently he wasn't really... I thought he was awesome, and then it came out that he's not really...
Was it a work?
It's a work.
Awesome.
Like, I think he might have a stutter, but he got... You didn't hear this?
No.
The army guy was awesome. He was a great singer.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I saw the show, but I didn't...
Yeah. But apparently, he was never injured in action. He wasn't injured by a grenade. He was injured during training. But he, like, fell off a truck.
That's awesome. Does he get into a table spot here on this table?
Look at that! Stick up in the scorpion!
Falls count anywhere. Oh, wait.
Now he can tap, right? That's the out. If he can... Well, yeah. We have to excuse Sting. He's new to this.
His first match.
He's still fear there.
Yeah.
That's how Tap and Today are getting through this.
And he's fucking picking it up, too.
Well, yeah, he's going to smash him over the head with it. What's real guy? He's got the James Storm logo on it.
Some of the James Storm beer bottles have been flipped over from Storm's return. Referee had to pick him up.
Right. Bottle didn't look all that gimmick, did it? He looks like stupid because you can see the fucking stuff on the ground.
You don't know
right?
who everything is, but you don't know who did what.
Well, one guy's lying down and one guy's on top of him.
Doesn't matter. It's wrestling. You can't. You're not allowed to make that.
He sees all this shit on the ground. From the... whatever.
Yeah, but the fact is that he used James Storm's return tonight.
Yeah. It sets up him and Rude at fucking Bound for Glory, which is how many months away?
Three? Four?
This has essentially become their, what, their... Oh, is he bleeding? Yeah. We're going to set up a Falls Count Anywhere match anyway if you really grow up, right?
You think you do that still?
Yeah, you still do that because he got him to tap outside. Well, that's not befitting behavior of a Hall of Famer.
No. Coco Beware would never do that. James Dudley. You know who I never saw do that? Kurt Hennig.
Taking room. Up towards the ramp. Got on the ramp now. Yeah, you have the Fall Count Anywhere match.
Literally, that up.
This is like their Royal Rumble now.
The match is like 10 minutes.
Yeah, about that, yeah. Perfect. How long do you expect the thing to go?
He doesn't care.
I know, it's one fucking ball. He's trying to cover it up like Sean was. We need Hunter out there to tell everybody he's actually bald.
Yeah,
he won't bother anymore. Or shave it. Just shave it.
No, I don't think
under the Hunter Shaker could. But the Hunter Shaker could shave it. This guy can shave it.
Hunter Shaker shouldn't have shaved it. That's the point. Well, Hunter Shaker...
That didn't matter. By the time it didn't matter.
No, it didn't. You're right. It didn't.
That's fucking phony looking.
They had me for half a second. I'm like, what the fuck do you know?
Yeah.
Actually, an instinct at the front of it.
Well, yeah. The thing is, it looked like it was going to be great until they landed, and you're like, how soft is that? Kind of table soft.
Yeah, he's bleeding on the back of the head because he fucking chunked it off the corner of that thing there.
Wait, that's where it happened? You don't think there's a bottle thing still?
I don't think so. I think it's too spot. The thing right behind there?
Landed.
He's cut right here.
That'd be rude.
I'll probably forget it in a week if I have a mind.
Oh, yeah.
They never.
Oh, did they?
They will never forget the performance. All right, well, that was...
never. Ever. Forget.
Did you get all the coke in there? Oh.
Anyway, Goldust.
That ends our Slammiversary live stream of consciousness commentary coverage. What did you call it?
LiveAudioCommentary.com.
Yes.
No, our show is way better.
That's true. So in the meantime, also in between time.
OUT?
That's it. Another edition of live.
Let's record our recap.
Good night, folks.